Over 60 million people globally will work in the gig economy by 2025. That's not a trend. It's a tectonic shift in how humans earn, create, and define themselves. Yet most of us cling to the ghost of traditional employment, chasing stability that hasn't existed since our grandparents' generation. Here's the uncomfortable truth. 85% of workers hate their jobs, and the 9-to-5 isn't coming back to save us. The gig economy isn't some futuristic concept. It's a return to how humans worked for centuries before factories taught us to trade autonomy for paychecks. Before the Industrial Revolution, people pieced together income from multiple sources. Today's difference? Technology has turned this ancient model into a global marketplace where your skills matter more than your zip code. What's driving millions toward independent work isn't just economic necessity. It's a hunger for something traditional employment can't provide: control. When 62% of workers have quit or considered quitting jobs lacking flexibility, we're witnessing a rebellion against the illusion that someone else should dictate when, where, and how we contribute value to the world. Not everyone in the gig economy chose to be there, and that distinction matters profoundly. McKinsey identifies four distinct types: free agents, who actively reject traditional jobs for autonomy; casual earners, supplementing steady income with side gigs; reluctant participants, who'd prefer conventional employment but can't find it; and financially strapped workers doing whatever pays the bills. Free agents and casual earners report significantly higher satisfaction. They're playing offense, not defense. Understanding which category you fall into shapes everything from your strategy to your mental health. Technology hasn't just enabled the gig economy, it's fundamentally restructured power dynamics between workers and employers. Digital platforms like Upwork, Freelancer, and Didi Chuxing, with over 15 million drivers, democratize access to opportunities unimaginable a generation ago. A graphic designer in Lagos now competes with one in Los Angeles through demonstrated skill, not geography. For newcomers, platforms offer something priceless: permission to experiment. You can try different fields without long-term commitment, discover work that leverages your strengths, and build a career through exploration rather than guesswork. Companies increasingly embrace blended workforces, combining employees with contractors and on-demand talent. The terminology varies: gig workers, consultants, freelancers, but what unites them is the shift from employment to entrepreneurship, from security to possibility, from being managed to self-management. As algorithms handle computation and data analysis, emotional intelligence, critical thinking, and adaptability keep humans valuable, capabilities traditional education often neglects. Think like an entrepreneur, even without starting a company. Successful freelancers spot opportunities, apply unconventional solutions, and adapt while building client lists and expanding networks. Emotional intelligence becomes your competitive advantage. While machines excel at logic, humans dominate empathy, compassion, and creative judgment. Your ability to read clients, navigate relationships, and respond to unspoken needs directly impacts your income. Master negotiation. Know your worth, research thoroughly, and remember that everything beyond money matters: scope, deadlines, equity, referrals, attribution. Networking isn't smoozing, it's relationship architecture. Conferences, industry events, and co-working spaces generate opportunities that cold outreach never will. Business referrals come from your network, not job boards. Adaptability helps you leverage circumstances rather than resist them. These capabilities separate thriving independent workers from those constantly struggling. In a crowded marketplace, competence alone won't cut it. Career expert Dori Clark calls personal branding the ultimate form of career insurance: what people remember when you're not in the room. Start with strategic questions. Who are you? What do you want to achieve? What impression do you want to leave? These determine whether clients remember you or scroll past. Your online presence functions as first impression, pitch, and ongoing conversations simultaneously. One blog post reaches thousands versus impressing one person over lunch. Audit yourself regularly and manage your digital footprint deliberately.
Focus content on specialized competencies and problems your audience faces through blogging, speaking, podcasts, and webinars. While your brand is how you present yourself, reputation is what others say in your absence. You can establish credibility after just a few projects by taking client relationships seriously. If clients won't refer you, something needs fixing. Your reputation stems from your portfolio, work habits, testimonials, and industry authority, all factors determining whether opportunities find you or you're constantly chasing them. Declining wrong work matters more than finding any client. Accepting misaligned projects harms your career more than helps it. Many freelancers accept everything out of fear, a scarcity mindset leading to burnout, mediocre portfolios, and survival mode. Valid reasons to decline: inadequate pay, unrealistic deadlines, ethical concerns, capacity limits, difficult clients, or misalignment with goals. Saying no liberates you to focus on work showcasing your best abilities. Create a priority filter. Do you have time? Is the pay worthwhile? Could it become recurring business? Will it advance your career or impress in your portfolio? Does it excite you? When declining, be immediate, straightforward, and gracious. Explain why you can't take it, express interest in future collaboration, or recommend other professionals. Every no creates space for a better yes. Setting boundaries isn't selfish. It's the foundation of sustainable freelancing. The most successful independent workers have mastered the strategic no. Self-employment's freedom becomes a trap without discipline. Nobody monitors your progress, making concentration entirely your responsibility. Without structure, flexible hours often reduce productivity rather than enhance it. Effective freelancers build routines preventing burnout and missed deadlines. Use Google Calendar to block minimum 30-minute periods for focused work, not just appointments. Start each day with an action plan to avoid reactive work, where others' demands control your schedule. Set specific start and end times. Working whenever you feel like it isn't sustainable. Apply Parkinson's Law. Work expands to fill available time. Set personal deadlines ahead of client deadlines, creating buffer for revisions. The Pomodoro technique breaks work into 30-minute sprints with 5-minute breaks, maintaining focus across 4 sessions before longer breaks. You're most productive in the first 2 to 3 hours after waking, when working memory, alertness, and concentration peak. Combat distractions by setting clear availability boundaries with loved ones and clients. Batch process emails at specific times. McKinsey found people waste 28% of work weeks on email alone. The freelance economy is reshaping work faster than institutions can adapt. By 2020, 40% of American workers will be self-employed, and 80% of large corporations will substantially increase their flexible workforce. Microsoft already employs nearly 2/3 as many contractors as full-time employees. Future companies will organize around projects rather than positions. Accenture predicts that within a decade, some major companies will have no full-time employees outside the C-suite, instead investing in a liquid workforce of independent contractors. The traditional CV is dying. Businesses increasingly value tangible achievements over employment history. This isn't a cold future where robots replace humans. It's empowering workers to control their careers. A PwC survey found 66% view the future of work optimistically. In a world where job security is nostalgia, your skills, relationships, and adaptability are the only security that matters. Build them deliberately, and the future becomes thrilling.